by the Spirit. It's characterized or controlled by the Spirit. All things that the Spirit of God controls. The word gifts here comes from a word that means charisma or charismatic. Our word charismatic comes from this word charisma. There's two words here. It charis or charisma, and that literally means grace. And so let's go ahead and get a little deeper in this little deal here so that you'll understand what, in case you have an excuse for not doing what God's called you to do. In this word charisma, which equals grace, the Bible says that we're saved by grace through faith, that not of ourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Our definition of grace would be unmerited favor. We don't deserve the grace that God gives us. But there's another definition of grace. Grace is that picks up the heavy end. Grace is that does that you and I are unable to do. Now, I don't know if you've had a hold of this prayer bench or not, but it's heavy. If I was trying to move that by myself, I might drag it around or something. I might pick up one end of it. But grace would pick up that I'm unable to pick up. So, literally, in these spiritual gifts in our life, the spiritual gift picks up that you are unable to pick up. God's given it to you. God's given you grace to be able to do that He has called you to do. And He says that my grace is sufficient for you because my strength, are you hearing me today? My strength is made, what's that next word in the King James? Perfect. And what's the next word? Weakness. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. And so God's grace picks up that we cannot pick up. He is the one that furnishes us that we do not have. Isn't that great stuff? Isn't that great stuff? You know, if God's spiritual gift in my life is service, which I think it is, and you think, well, we think that it's delegation. But I think that my spiritual gift is service. Service does a lot of things. Service spoons out green beans on Wednesday night. I said, preacher, I hadn't seen you doing that. But folks who have the gift of service have been doing that. Service puts you to washing the feet of other people and giving them the strength to go on. Amen. You say, I don't want to be a foot washer. But service, what we just say, the Lord gives you that you don't have to be able to do that He's called you to do. See, there's a lot of different kinds of foot washing. Todd, one kind of foot washing is loving on people, hugging people that need a hug. Just loving on folks. You remember the book, Fresh Wind, Fresh Fire? When those church members began to love on those folks that had come from the outside. And do you remember one of the characteristics, one of the things that happened in their service to those folks? One of the things that I heard these preachers talking about, that were talking about revival a couple of weeks ago, was that they said that revival, Brother Matt, is messy. We talked about that it's messy. And sometimes it doesn't smell good. Are you following me today? Sometimes it doesn't smell good. Because you see, the church that you and I have been used to being involved in, we would be glad for revival to come as long as everyone that the Lord brought in was like us. If that person looked like us, acted like us. Now you know this next word I'm going to use. Smell like us. A lady was sharing with me this week about hugging a person who had gotten saved, and she said, I'll tell you the truth, she said, when I hugged that little guy, she said, there was a stench about him that I could hardly stand. Now, we're digging a little deeper in the well today. But do you remember the place in the book where the pastor of the Brooklyn Tabernacle said that smell became sweet to him? Do you remember that? He said, oh, no, Pastor, we are not going there. We're not going to go there. Well, you see, he could not smell the sweetness of that smell on his own. But as God began to minister grace in his life, in the spiritual gift of service in his life, he began to smell that smell as a sweet aroma. Did you ever thought about smelling body odor as a sweet aroma? And you say, oh, that's not possible, Pastor. Oh, yes, it is. Because his grace is sufficient to meet my needs, because his strength is made perfect in my weakness. Brother Shane, I'm going to ask you to give the invitation. Let's stand together, and Brother Matt, you come.